What is up, everybody? Dr. Joe Armstrong here, and I am super excited to tell you that we have a sponsor, and that sponsor is Medgene. It's a new day in animal healthcare, and Medgene is wide awake. Medgene is the first USDA-licensed producer of prescription platform vaccines. Medgene's prescription platform vaccines help veterinarians in the swine, cattle, deer, and rabbit industries respond faster and more efficiently. Learn more about Medgene's prescription platform vaccines at MedgeneLabs.com. That's MedgeneLabs.com. Or better yet, follow Medgene on Facebook and LinkedIn. Medgene, it's a new day in animal healthcare. What is up, everybody? Dr. Joe Armstrong here, and we are going to talk a little bit about what's happened in the past week or so. Some big things coming out of Colorado, and we'll talk about what I think about those things and what I think it might mean for the rest of the country. Today is 7/26/24, and it is approximately 2 p.m. Currently, we have 9 dairies officially positive in Minnesota. Colorado has many more dairies officially positive. I don't know if they have any more impacted than Minnesota, but they certainly have broken the seal on figuring out how to get dairies to test. We have some updates on incentives to test. When we talk about the ELAP program, which is the biggest overall incentive to becoming officially positive, we got some clarification on what prices they're using. So when we look at what are they going to use for the milk price, what are they going to use for milk production, they are using the monthly national average from NASS. So they use the all milk price and the milk production from NASS on a monthly basis. That means there's going to be a little bit of a lag when it comes to payments. So if you have animals that are eligible and qualify for the program in July, they will not know the July all milk price until August 31st. Therefore, they can't figure out what your payment would be until they know the all milk price. So just so everyone's on the same page, expect a little bit of lag with that program when it comes to payments if you're applying in real time. If you're applying for something that happened a while ago and you have that official test, then you shouldn't have too much lag on your payment. Right now, the last day that you can apply for that program is January 30th, 2025. That is the last day you have to submit to that program. Okay, let's talk about Colorado. Colorado, earlier this week on July 23rd, announced that they will be requiring testing of all grade A dairies in Colorado. Once a week, bulk tank testing. The press release was from July 23rd. The actual order came out July 22nd. The order mandates testing weekly bulk tank samples. In their press release, they have a couple quotes from their state veterinarian, who is Dr. Maggie Baldwin. And in the article, she says, quote, "We have been navigating this challenging, novel outbreak of HPAI in dairy operations for nearly 3 months in Colorado and have not been able to curb the spread of disease at this point. We have seen devastating impacts of this disease not only to our dairy industry, but our poultry industry as well. With the strong support of the dairy and poultry industries, we feel that this is the best next step in order to protect these vital industries in our state." End quote. All right, this is a big deal. I mean, basically what I expect to happen is for all the other states to look at this and kind of see how it goes. What is going to happen in Colorado? How are they going to handle it? What is the control plan going to look like? How are the quarantines going to go? How is the manpower going to be used to effectively cover this type of program? If all of that gets sorted out and it goes well, which Colorado has been kind of at the forefront of all of this along with Michigan, if it goes well, this has broken the ice and dropped the first domino. And I would expect other states to follow along if everything goes well in Colorado. So I think way back, I don't even know how many episodes ago, we talked about if the dairy industry cannot come together, provide a control plan that works for them, and figure out how to control the spread of this disease and this virus, then someone is going to do it for them. Unfortunately, we've kind of gotten to that point where Colorado has said, we are not effectively controlling this virus, and we think the only thing left to us is to mandate testing. Now, much of the driver for this is that epidemiologists at USDA and state epidemiologists across the country feel they don't have all the puzzle pieces. And that is making their job really difficult to figure out what they need to know about the virus and how it spreads and how it gets between dairy farms and from dairy farms to poultry farms. They feel like they're missing puzzle pieces. And that's because of a lack of testing. So the pressure of that has built and built and built until we have seen someone say, all right, we're done trying to play the carrot game and give incentives. And now it's just a requirement. And everyone is testing, no exceptions. So like I said, now the concern is that the first domino has fallen. And if it goes well in Colorado and they work out all the bugs, other states will likely follow. So what I'm saying is that all eyes are on Colorado right now, because if it goes well and they figure it out, they work out all the bugs for the rest of the country, chances are that it is going to mean that that is a viable program for the rest of the states. And if they can copy paste that to their own state without having to work out all those bugs, it makes it much more likely that they would adopt the same or similar program. So for me, a lot of what this comes down to is this pressure that's building around a lack of information about what's going on with this virus from an epidemiological standpoint. It is making a lot of agencies frustrated with the lack of information and lack of testing. And if that pressure builds enough, we will see mandated testing in Minnesota eventually. So what am I saying and what am I asking? Well, when I'm looking at this situation, what I'm saying is that we really need to look very hard at all of the pros and the cons that come with testing. On the pro side, we have money available through the ELAP program. We have other support available through the USDA. We have adding to the knowledge base that allows us to bring that pressure down so that mandated testing becomes less likely. And we have the possibility of, as we gather information as an industry voluntarily, we can build a control program and have a voice in those decisions without turning over that decision to somebody else. On the con side, I don't have to explain it to a lot of the farmers out there. There's plenty of cons associated with a quarantine, a stoppage of movement, an interruption of business, having outsiders on your farm, the USDA slowing everything down, all of the added things that go with it that take up your time and impact not only your time, but your emotional health and the economics of your farm. When we choose not to test, I totally understand that decision because of all the cons I just listed. But we are also giving up our chance to reduce that pressure that's building that will call for mandated testing. So by not voluntarily testing, we are giving up some of our voice in making the decision on what should happen with the control program. I just want everyone to be aware of that's part of this choice as well. When you do not voluntarily test, we are building that pressure that will make mandatory testing more likely. Now, as it often happens when I'm driving down the road and have extra windshield time, I play devil's advocate with myself. Is that the right thought? Have I thought about everything? And here's the counter argument to what I just said. I truly think that Colorado broke the seal on testing and they figured out how to incentivize or get dairies tested. And it made them look like the situation in Colorado was worse than every other state, mostly because they just had more official farms. I don't know if they truly had more infected farms than everybody else, but they had more official ones and there was more that people knew about. That made that state look like a hotbed for the virus, whether or not they were actually worse than anybody else. That publicity around so many positive tests also built the pressure for mandated testing. So we are stuck in a rock, between a rock and a hard place. I'm not going to deny that. Absolutely. That's part of this as well. Now, I think in Minnesota, we have a very unique situation where our agencies talk to each other and our agencies are willing to talk to farmers and take input and make sure that they're not making rash decisions. So if we truly had an effort to have more voluntary testing happen, and we showed that the industry really wants to be solving this in cooperation, I think we would avoid mandated testing at a state level. I don't know if we can avoid mandated testing in the long run, but I know if we can't get some of the missing puzzle pieces in place, that pressure is going to build, and we definitely will not avoid mandated testing. That's a lot to think about. I will not throw anything more at you today. Questions, comments, scathing rebuttals, please send those to themoosroom@umn.edu. You can call me 612-624-3610. Check out our website, extension.umn.edu. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I will catch you next episode.